Viter and Shasmir and Dafei, picking up three lines down, third word in line, Vitana Kama. So we left off yesterday, we had a discussion about a pasuk that said, B'chaga Matzos, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos, what do we do with that pasuk over there? And we said that the Tana Kama of Shimon, they use that pasuk to come and teach us about Bal Tzacher, but how many of the shalosh regalim that have to pass or for someone to be over in Bal Sa'acher, that's what they use that pasuk for. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov, though, on the other hand, they didn't agree with that, and they used the pasuk for something else entirely. They used the pasuk to teach us something about Tashlumen, that Atzeres has Tashlumen just like Pesach does. And if you didn't bring a carbon, your chagiga, which every holiday is to bring a chagiga, it's supposed to be brought on the first day, but if you didn't bring it, or an olas re'iyah, also brought on the first day, different carbonas, then you can bring it for the entire 7 days. Even Shavuos, you're allowed to do that. We learned that from Pesach. So that's where they learn that. The question is, what about the Tana Kama of Shimon? Where do they learn that from? That's where we're going to deal with first, and I'll explain next what we're going to get to as we make our way. Vatana Kam Rabbi Shimon, Tashlumen Atzeres Minolan. Where do we learn the din of Tashlumen that Atzeres has Tashlumen? Where do they get that concept come? So they say, Nafka Lumi, the Tani Rabbi Bershmuel. They learn now from Rabbi Bershmuel, the Tani Rabbi Bershmuel, that he came along and he taught the following idea. We are about to pull an interesting Gezeirah Shavah. Normally, Gezeirah Shavah is when you have one pasuk come and says something, you have another pasuk that says something. It's a similar lashon that's used, and we can go and we make a hyperlink between the two pasukim to learn one thing from another. Here, we're going to use a conceptual Gezeirah Shavah, meaning that we're going to take a concept or an idea, and we find another pasuk in the Torah that uses a similar concept or idea in order to draw a parallel one to the next. The first one is going to be talking about the concept of Rosh Chodesh, and the other one's going to be talking about Shavuos. Now, to Rosh Chodesh, we know the pasuk teaches us something about, and when it's talking, it actually the context is about something else entirely, lav davka about Rosh Chodesh, but it happens to discuss Rosh Chodesh Agav, talking about when Klai Yisrael complaining, and I believe it's passage about Loscha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you so much food until it's going to be coming out of your teeth, you're going to be so sick of it, and the pasuk uses a lashon of Ad Chodesh Yamim, and it counts the idea of a Chodesh through Yamim. The actual measure that is used to count a month is through days. So that's what it comes to tell you. And then it's going to be sanctified in the beginning of the month with Karbanos. And we also have a similar concept of counting with something that's by Shavuos. It says to count X amount of weeks until Shavuos. And then we learn the concept over there that just like Rosh Chodesh is Kadosh, the amount of time of the parts it's counted by, meaning, like we said, Chodesh Yamim, you count a month through days, so too, Shavuos also is going to be Kadosh for the amount of time of its parts. The amount of its parts is that we know Shabbos Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyenu, that 7 weeks we go ahead, which is a week, and therefore we go out and we say we can bring the Chagiga, the Re'iyah, the Olas Re'iyah, for a full week. That's what we learn from. Now let's read it inside. Hamar Torah, one place the Torah says, Minei Yamim Bekadesh Chodesh. So you go out and you count the days and you sanctify the month. And that's what Rashi points out. Shenamar, the pasuk says, As Ad Chodesh Yamim. Bekadesh Chodesh means Bekarbonos. You bring the Karbonos over there. And then we have another place that says, Mane Yamim. And money yamim v'kadosh atzeres, count days and be mekadosh atzeres, meaning Shavuos. Now we go and we learn the following: the gezeirah shava ma chodesh l'minuyav, just like chodesh, the month, the meaning Rosh Chodesh, is goes according to the parts that it's counted by, meaning days. Af atzeres l'minuyav, so too atzeres for that which is used to count it, and it's shava shabbosos to miyamistiana, 7 weeks. Therefore, it's a full week that you can end up doing tashlumin. In fact, the Gemara. Hold on a second, but if you're going to go according to that logic, Eim Atzeres Chad Yoma, why don't we say that Atzeres is really only one day, because in a chinam it says Shabbos Shabbos Tamimos Tiyanu, but it also says Usvar Atisperu Chamishim Yom, to count 50 days. Therefore, it also has the units of counting is by days. Therefore, it should learn out that just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, the units that it's counted by, so to Shavuos, the Tashlum could only be one day, and therefore he didn't answer up. So Amar Rava, Rava comes along to answer up that question, and he says, Otu Atzeres Yom when it comes to Shavuos, so it's a count that we count days and we don't count weeks. It says we count both of them. Va'amar Mar. Mar came and he said that mitzvah lemimne yome and mitzvah lemimne shvuy. It's a mitzvah to count both days and to count months as well. So therefore, and weeks as well. So therefore, we do have such a concept of the weeks also is in there. So that's why we could say that you have a full week to do it. Va'od, and furthermore, you could learn from the fact that the Torah calls it Chag Shavuos Ksiv. It's called the Chag of Weeks. Therefore, we use the week as in the 7-day period to be able to fill in for the Tashlumin if necessary. It means Shavuos itself and another 6 days. Now, what we're going to delve into now is a braisa that we saw on Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph, Dalet Amud Beis. It went into the concept of, we said the braisa just cool quickly. It says, Tanur Rabbanan, Chayav Yadamim, V'ayrochan, Acharam, Megdeshus, Chatos, Hashamos, Olus, Shishlam, Tzedakos, Maisos, Bechor, Maisos, Pesach. All these things that we mentioned over there, they fall in the category of Baal Ta'acher. And one of the things that's mentioned in that list is Pesach. Now, we're going to be basically dealing with this braisa until the end of today's Daf is what is going to be the discussion is about. But we're going to deal with various forms. First, we're going to deal with this concept to say, is Pesach really such a concept? Does that fall into this category over here? That's number one. And then we're going to go ahead and, based off a pasuk, we're going to find the pasuk which brings down all those things mentioned in the Braisa, and we're going to break down that pasuk, and that's what we're going to be dealing with the rest of the day. Here we go. Pesach bar mikra b'regalamu. I understand. You said Pesach is one of these concepts over there, but is Pesach, the carbon Pesach, you're telling me can be over, it falls into the category of Baal Sa'acher? In other words, that if it passes by 3 Yomim Tovim, if you don't do it on Pesach, then if it passes by the Shalosh Regalim, then you're over Baal Sa'acher. But what do you mean? Pesach Zimna Kvi. Pesach has a particular date which is set towards it. If you bring in the 14th of Nisan, which has to be brought, then great, you're good. If not, then it was Itche. It gets knocked off, it's pushed away, and it can no longer be, it's no longer the Karban Pesach. So it has a specific time, it actually gets pushed off immediately. So why was that in the list? So Rav Chista says, Pesach kedi naspa in a chinami. Pesach was just mentioned derech agav, right? Because it was a common thing that they would go ahead and do and mention the idea of Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. So it threw in the concept of Pesach also, but in a chenami, it doesn't belong on the list. Rav Sheshe Zamer, oh no, maybe another answer. My Pesach, what does it mean when it says Pesach? It's talking about Shalmei Pesach. Chavos is Shalmei Pesach. What does that mean? What it means is that we know that, let's say, a person has a carbon Pesach that's set aside. What ends up happening is they go ahead and they lose it. They don't know where it is. They lose it, and then you get another carbon in the meantime, and you go and you bring it. And then after that, you go out and you find the original one. The halacha is the din, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. What ends up happening is that becomes a shlamim. Karban Pesach itself is a category of shlamim. So that happens, it becomes a karban shlamim, and then you have to bring it as a shlamim. And on that, it's talking about im icharon gimel regalim, says Rashi, over. If you let it go for 3 regalim, then you're over the iser about sa'acher. Okay, so there you go. There you have it. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. If that's what you're talking about, Hainu Shlamim. That's a Shlamim itself. We already have as part of the list that we read before is Shlamim, and Shlamim is one of the things that has to make sure that you can't have Baal Ta'acher. So why would you have to go ahead and say Shlamim and Pesach, meaning the Shalmei Pesach? Says the Gemara, Tana Shlamim Aboyim Achmas Pesach, V'Tana Shlamim Aboyim Achmas Atzman. You need to bring both. One was the Shlamim that became a Shlamim because of the Karban Pesach, because it itself was supposed to be brought, but it didn't. Turn into a shlamim, and you need a standard protocol shlamim. Why? Because I would have thought, since the shlamim became a shlamim, the Pesach went through because of it once being a carbon Pesach, beep, turn the page, I am a base, get Pesach domo. It takes on the status of the Pesach itself, and that it doesn't have 3 Yom Tovim, 3 doesn't have Shalosh Regalim, but rather it's already done immediately and it's no good. Because I tell you, that's not the case. Shalmei Pesach also falls into the category of that it has 3 regalim in order to be over on Baal Sa'acher. Now we jump into, all right, so we have this whole list that fell in the Braisa brought down in Dalet Amud Aleph, Dalet Amud Beis that we get into about these things that can fall into the category of Baal Ta'acher. Now what we're going to do is we're going to ask the question of where do we get this from? Now I'm going to read you a pasuk because really this is where the pasuk, everything is coming off this pasuk. I personally have this all written out on a piece of paper. Once again, just for clarity purposes to understand the flow here very well. The pasuk says, Ki sidor neder la Hashem Elokecha. When you go and you make a neder to Hashem your God, Lo sa'achel l'shamo, don't delay in paying it. Ki darush yidrashenu. Hashem Elokecha Meimach V'Hayibachachet, because Hashem is seeking out for this and from you, and it will be a sin to you. Now, this breaks down into seven different drashas. Kisidar Neder is one drasha. La Hashem Elokecha, another. Lo Sa'achel L'Shalmo, another. Ki Darush Yidrushenu, a fourth. Number five, Hashem Elokecha. Number six, Meimach. Number seven, V'Hayibachachet. In each one of them, now the Gemara is going to go through and show us the sources for each one of the ideas brought down in the Braisa from this pasuk as we break it down. So, let's begin. Minani mili. From where do we know these ideas? Where do we find? What is the makor for these concepts of the fall into the braisa? The Tana Rabban, kisidor neder. When a person goes and makes a neder, what is a neder? Rashi points out is when a person says hare alai. It is upon me to go and bring something to the Beis Hamikdash, as opposed to someone saying. Someone says hare zu, which we're going to see in a second. When you say hare alai, so then it's upon me to bring a carbon, then if the carbon ends up getting lost or something happens to it, you have to bring another one because you said it's upon you, so it's not particular to the animal. But let's say a person says hare zu, which is known as nedava, which means this animal, then if it ends up getting lost or it's killed or it's gone, so then it's not upon you anymore. You don't have to go and do anything because it's gone. So now it says nonetheless, it says don't about a kisidor neder. What does it mean when it says kisidor neder? When you make a neder, okay. Such a case there we have Baal Sa'acher, you can't delay in going paying it. And now says so that's number one that's on the list, the neder. Says the Gemara, Ain li el neder, I only know a neder, nedava minayin. How do I know a nedava is also included in this category when someone says hare zu, that you shouldn't be over Baal Sa'acher? The answer is because we find another context in which the concept of neder and nedava are put together. Therefore, we draw a parallel from one to the next. And we see here also, Nemarkan neder, Venemar lahalan im neder, o nedava. Says over here, neder, but it doesn't have the word nedava. We have another pasuk that puts neder and nedava together. Therefore, we say mala hala nedava imo, just like over there. Nedava is with it. Afka nedava imo, so too here. It means nedava imo as well. So that's kisidor neder as coming to teach you also a nedava from a gezer shava elsewhere. So we have neder nedava. Next words in the pasuk are la Hashem Elokecha. Elu adamim ha'arachin ha'charamim bakdeshos. This we dealt with yesterday, 2 days ago. We went through each one what these means. But again, these are talking about when a person goes ahead, and it's the value, when a person goes in and makes the value of something, or erichin, which is the value of themselves, or the charamin, where they're giving towards the Beis Hamikdash, towards the Bet HaKabayis, the Hekdeshos, which is going to Hekdesh, all these things over here, they fall into that second category. And Rashi says that these are going to be Kotshe Betek Abayis, and the Kohanim don't get anything to do with it. No Sheikhs to them. All right. That's Hashem Elokecha. Lo Sa'achel L'Shalmo, the third part we're going to now darshan. Hu V'lo Chilufav. That's coming to teach you that only it itself, whatever needs to be brought, that is something which if it's Baal Ta'acher, applies to it, but not to its chilufo, not to its something that substitutes it. Rashi says that alavata over, on it you're being over an issue of Baal Sa'acher, v'lo chilufo, but not the thing that you switch it with. And Rashi says, that's going to be the last part we're going to be dealing with. It's going to explain what exactly is lo chilufo. What are we referencing over there? What are we referencing over there? Okay, next one, next part, number four, is Kidarush Yidrashenu. Hashem is going to be seeking for this. Elu Chatos V'Ashamos Olos Ushlamim. That's referencing all these different types of karbanos that we have over here. Rashi says, Elu Chatos V'Ashamos Shehin Nidroshin Mimcha, that is sought or desired, that is wanted from you. Shere Chova Hei Mutan Alecha, because it's a Chova on you. V'Olos Ushlamim is Kigon Olos Re'iyo V'Shalmi Chagiga, which also Shehim Chova. The neder nedava bereish the crux. See, without the olus and shlamim can't be talking about nedarim and nedava because that we dealt with already. For the nami lebechor lemaiser lepesach shein chova, those things as well fall into this category. So we have bechor also, as Rashi points out, is part of this. Okay, Hashem Elokecha. Next part, which comes as number five over here, elu tzedakos and maiser so bechor. Rashi takes out the word bechor in this one over here, and he keeps on the previous one. He says Hashem Elokecha over here is talking about tzedakos and maiser. What does that mean when he's talking about maiser? It's talking about maiser rishon. When you take off maiser, you got to give from your crops. That also is a din of Baal Ta'acher. Meimach, which is the next one that we're going to darshan. Number six over here is the Leket Shechopea. This is the stuff that's left over in the field that you can now go give to the Aniyim. It says Rashi, Shem Chelko Shel Ani. Tichsev Bei Es Ha'Ani imach, as the pasuk says, and elsewhere about the ani, the ani imach. So we see over here also that we have the lashon of me'imach. So we compare me'imach. Imach, that segment and Niyam there, segment here as well. Zegalek and Shechamper, you can't be leaving over about Sacher. V'hoi b'chachet, number 7, the very last part of the Pasuk, means V'hoi b'chachet is a sin in you. If you go ahead and you hold back and you delay going and giving over what you need to be giving. V'lo b'karbon chachet, but there's not a problem with the carbon itself. Rashi says, Ein ha-karbon nifso b'kach. In other words, this animal was set aside, meant to be brought that you didn't bring and you went beyond the time you're supposed to bring it. There's no problem in you that you are now over an Isser, but there's no problem with the animal that can still be brought. Okay, now we're going to take it back. So what we just did right now, just to sum that up, is we took a pasuk, we said minan imili that the Braisa brought in Dalam and Aleph, and we go and we bring and we explain where we get all those things in the Braisa from. It's coming from the pasuk that we read, Kisito Nedel Hashem Elokecha, Lo Sa'acha L'Shama, Ki Dorshi Dushani Hashem Elokecha, Me'imach, Vayibu Chachet, and therefore we dash into all those ideas that are brought there. Amramai, now we're going back to the third one that we darshan when it said the words, Lo sa'achir l'shamo, do not delay in your payment. And we darshan that means who? Velo chilufo. Only it, but not the thing that gets transferred or switched in its stead. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Lo Sa'achil Hashama, who? Velo Chilufa. It's talking about it, but not the thing that's coming to replace it. Now, the Gemara comes and asks, Chilufe Mai. What is it talking about over here? When it says the thing that's substitute, that's replacing, what are we discussing? Substituting what? I Chilufa. Now, we're going to have three different attempts. We're going to knock off all three of them, and then we're going to come back to the first one of them. We're going to say, maybe it's talking about an Olo Shlam, maybe it's talking about a Chatas, maybe it's talking about Chilufei Toda. Then we're going to come back to it's talking about Olo Shlam, and we're going to qualify it. So let's start off. I Chilufei Olo Shlam, maybe you think it's talking about the Chilufei Olo Shlam, Rashi explains it means. Let's say you have an Ola that you're going to go bring as a carbon, or a Shlam, and what happens? You lost it. You lost it. You set aside a second one for it, and then you find the first one, and then you go ahead and you bring that as a carbon. So now you have the other one, which is now left over. What's done with that second animal? Maybe you'd say over there, oh, that one, don't be over about the acher. Make sure you go and you bring it, says the Gemara, Mikra of Karve. So it says, it can't, we said maybe what we're talking about here is Ichi Lufi Olo Shlam, and you want to suggest it's that what it is, Mikra of Karve. I just realized maybe I said something wrong. Let me just go back 1 second. So we said we're trying to figure out what's when it says who velo chilufo. In other words, only it is involved in the iser of lo sa'acher, but not the chiluf. If that's what you want to suggest, then maybe we're talking about here is olu shlamim. So let's say I set aside an ola. I lose the ola. I set aside another one. Then I find the first one. And then I makar the first one. So maybe the second one is the chilufo, and that doesn't have an issue about sa'acher, I think, against what I said before. It doesn't have an issue. Says Gemara, no way. Mikra of karve, of course it does, because it has to be brought. Rashi says it's got to be brought. Vekevin de karva, harehi karbon la'atzma, ulushalmo karina be. You can attribute it to the pasuk which says lo sa'acher l'shalmo. You actually do have to pay, and therefore it is included over here. So don't tell me that that's what we're talking about, that it's excluded, because it's certainly not excluded. Or maybe you want to say we're talking about chatas. See, chilufei chatas. If you're talking about a case, maybe it's chilufei chatas. Now, what does that mean? Again, they went ahead and you lost the chatas, then you found the first one, and or then you designated the second one, then you find the first one, and then you go and you bring it. Now you have the second one over there. Chilufei chatas. We know the din of that is lemisa azla. It goes to death. This we've learned a few times, and that is that a chatas shemesa ba'alea. There are 5 different chatos that end up going ahead and going to misa. You don't bring them anymore. One of them is chatas sheneschaper ba'alea. Rashi says chilufi chatos shekipu ba'alea mechemisa chatos hamesosi upshita delo over aleb about the acher. Clearly, you're not going to be over about the acher. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that if it's a chiluf of a chatos that you're not going to be over on los acher. That it means huvelo chilufo, because obviously. Because it goes to die, right? Lemisa azla. Elamai chilufo, then what must it be? We had 2 attempts so far. Both of them were fails. Now we have attempt number 3. Maybe what we're talking about over here is chilufei toda. A chiluf of a carbon toda. What's a carbon toda, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Maybe you bring a carbon toda of a person went through some pretty big stuff. And now they have to bring a carbon. If they were saved, they came out of prison or from an illness or through a midbar. through past the yam, you have to bring a carbon toda. Now, it comes along with the carbon toda. It's not just the toda itself, but also you have to bring lechem with you. You have to bring 40 different challahs of bread with it. Now, we know that only the original one, that's what you do, but not if there's a substitute. In other words, if it ends up, you're going and you lose the toda. Now, you find the new, you end up setting aside a new one. The new one that you bring does not come with the challahs. You don't bring bread with it. What happens if you go and you set aside one, and then you lose it? You set aside a second one. Then you find the original one. And then afterwards, they get mixed up one with the other, so you don't know which one is which. And the Gemara is going to say, and then one of them ends up dying. So now you're left with one. What's the din? What do you do with it? The Tani Rav Chia says, Toda shenis arva betumurasa. If a Toda gets mixed up with its tumura, the one that was set aside for it as the new one, umeis achasbe, then one of them dies, chaverte in la takana. The other one that's left over, there's no takana. What does that mean? Because, hey, chile arvid, what do you want to do with it? Likrava v'likar v'lechem ba'dar. What do you want to go and bring it and bring lechem with it? Dilma tamura. Maybe it was the tamura which you don't bring lechem with. What do you want to do? Likrava below lechem? Bring it without any bread? Dilma todi. Maybe it's actually the original toad, and therefore you have to bring the bread with it or it's no good. So since now you're not able to bring it, maybe this is what the pasuk is talking about when it says hu velo chilufo, and it says lo sa'achel l'sham, it means hu velo chilufo, this is what it's talking about. So as the Gemara, no, it can't be. V'ha kevin delav vasakravi, since you're not able to bring this as a carbon, krolam u'te lamanli, why would I need a pasuk to come be memayated? I wouldn't be allowed to do this anyway. I don't need a pasuk to tell me. So we're kind of left high and dry at this stage when we said the third drasha we made, lo sa'achel l'sham, means hu velo chilufo. We're up the creek. We don't know what this is referencing. We tried to say it's Olu Shlamim, didn't go. We tried to say it's a Chatas, didn't go. We tried to say Chilufei Toda, didn't go. So what do we do? Amar Rav Sheshes comes and he says, I'll tell you what, Li Olam Lamute Chilufei Olu Shlamim. Really, going back to the first ones, the Ola and Shlamim. And the reason why we said Olu Shlamim didn't work was because Taka, they are included in Malta Acher, the substitutes, even though the first ones are brought, the substitutes also have to be brought, so they are included in Malta Acher, so it can't be saying that. Still, Rav Shish says, that is what we're talking about. And what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a case where you have this Ola or Shlamim that you have to bring, and one regal passes, and then a second regal passes, and if one more passes, you're going to be over the issue of Baal Ta'acher, but what ends up happening is then it gets a mum. And when it gets a mum, you then go ahead, v'chilalo al acher. You go and you take off the kedusha from that one as a mum and you transfer it onto another one. And now what ends up happening, v'avar lov regal echad, and one more regal passes. At that state, you would have thought, since it came from the original strength, original power, this power of this new one came from the original one, which already been through two, and now a third one passes, third regal passes. Now it's command to avru alav shal shugalim. I mean, it's like you pass through with shal shugalim, and therefore you're over the isser of Altacher. Kamash Malam comes to tell you this is not the case. It resets the clock, and now it has its own new shtickle of three new regalim that it's got to go and pass. So when it says lo sa'achel l'shalmo, it says hu velo chilufo, it means only who has those three, and not chilufo that it's continuance of the first one, but rather it resets the clock. Ula Rabbi Meir, Frech the Gemara, what about according to Rabbi Meir, who we saw again, well, but way back the day and a half ago, 2 days ago, Ula Rabbi Meir Damar, Kevin Sha'avar Alav Regal Echad over Baal Ta'achar, only one regal is Baal Ta'achar already. Ma'i Lekamemer, what are you going to say right now? Oh, that's a problem, because if it goes ahead, and there's a problem with the animal, and then you go out and you get another one over there, so then it's already going to be over about the Acha right now. And says, Gemara, Mareva, Hachmai Skinan, according to him, what are we dealing with? Kagon Shehuman Besocha Regel, in the midst of the regel itself, it ends up getting some sort of mum, Vechilalo, and then you go and you transfer it on to another animal, Va'avar Alova Regel, and then the rest of the regel passes over. It's Hakatat Techamina, you would have thought. Holy Mikoch Kamikasi, since this new one came from the koch of the previous one, therefore command Avra Ale Kule Regal Dami, it's like it passed over the entire regal on it. Kamashallah comes to tell you, no, hu velo chilufo, do not come to think that you go ahead and you compare this to the previous one, that it's just a continuation. Rather, lo chilufo, it's its new thing, it starts the clock again, it needs a whole new regal in order to go ahead and be finally over. And now we go to the final part of the pasuk, which says, "V'haya b'cha chet," and there's going to be a chet in you, meaning to say that if you are over the iser of bal ta'acher, that's a problem for you, but it doesn't mess up the animal. V'lo b'karban cha chet, but there's not a problem with the korban itself. The korban itself is still okay and good and can be brought. V'haya b'cha chet, v'lo b'karban cha chet. Ah, in fact, the Gemara, v'hame hacha nafka, that's what we learn it out from. We learn from the words v'hayu b'chachet, this principle that only in you, not in the carbon. What do you mean? We learn it out from somebody else. V'hacha nafka midachirim nafka, we learn it from achirim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, achirim omrim, achirim said, yachli yeh b'chor sha'avr shenaso kipsule amukdashim v'yipasel. You would have thought that a b'chor that goes and passes its year, that we know we have to go and bring the bechor, you go and you bring the firstborn animal, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to bring it, and it's supposed to be eaten by the kohen in the first year. What happens if you actually pass the year? What's the din? You would have thought, kipsule amugdashim, it's like psule amugdashim. We know that if you have hekdish, which becomes pasul because it's beyond its time, or something of the sort, says Rashi, kibal mum, something which is a mum, is psulim mikdashim, that it's going to be pasul v'yipasul, whole of over love v'ichru, shari ein shana below shloshe regalim b'rov shanim. What ends up happening is you would think that the thing is pasul. Talmud lomer v'chalta lefnei Hashem alokecha. Then we come to see from another pasuk which says, you shall eat before Hashem your God. Meiser digancha tiroshcha v'yisarecha b'choros b'korcha v'tzoncha. You go and you eat in front of Hashem, the meiser of your grain, of the wine and of oil, and the bechor, and bekorcha v'tzoncha, your sheep and your cattle. Now, we now go and make a nice little shtickle. The fact that we go and we said we brought in over here the idea of meiser degancha, which we know is talking about meiser sheni. You have to take off for the first year, the second year, the fourth year, and the fifth year. What's called meiser sheni. You bring up the certain part of your crop to Yerushalayim, and you can eat it over there. The fact that it brought that, and it brought the idea of bechor. It mentioned bechoros also. The makish bechor lemeiser. We make a hekesh. We learn principles, laws, halachas from one to the next. We make a hekesh between the two of them. And we say the following. Ma meiser einu nifsal mishana lechaverto. Just like meiser doesn't get ruined from one year to the next. In other words, it's not a problem with it. Af bechor nami einu nifsal mishana lechaverto. So if I didn't go ahead and eat my meiser sheni in the first year, maybe I'm over about to acher, but I could still go bring it up afterwards and still do something with it. So af bechor so too, b'chor is not going to be pasul from one year to the next. So why are you saying that we learn it out from the pasuk which says v'hayu b'chachet? We learn it out from this whole shtickle from Achirim. Says the Gemara, itzrich. We need to have both of them. Maybe would have. I'm sorry. Let's take it a step back. So we learn it out from Achirim, and the just like we learn out b'chor and we learn it from Meiser Sheni. So too b'chor is a carbon. Therefore, we would have thought all carbonus as well. We learn all the carbonus from here also. So there's no need for this pasuk. Says the Gemara, no tzricha, because you wouldn't have compared it to all other karbanos. You think it's only Bechor that has that principle and nothing else, and that's why you need our pasuk. It's trich. It's necessary to bring the pasuk of our pasuk and of Ahoy B'chachet. Because like that, I would have thought, Hani Mili Bechor, this is only by Bechor that it's going to be okay after the fact. Even though you were over in Isser about the Acher, still you could be bringing it. Why? Delav Bar Hartso. Because Bechor is not coming as to be Meratze. It's not coming to atone for you. Right? It's a carbon you have to bring. Aval Kutchim Debene. But kachim, which are coming to atone for you in some way, shape, or form, then you would say, what? Aim a lowly or two. Maybe you'd say that, nope, you brought it late, you brought it after the time. It's not even going to atone for you, and therefore the whole thing is no good, and you can't bring it, and it's pasul, it's off. Kamash b'lan, therefore our pasul comes to tell you, v'hoye b'chachet, only in you is a sin, but there's no problem with the actual thing itself. Okay, my friends, we're still in the middle of this. We're going to ask a kasha on that. But for now, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.